Good morning and welcome on Sunday the 28th of February 2021. The readings for today are from Romans chapter 4 verses 13 to 25 and the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 8 verses 31 to 38. And I want us to consider the Gospel reading today from Mark chapter 8. It starts off with Jesus explaining exactly what's going to happen to him. Let me read what it says, verse 31. And he, talking about Jesus, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. And then verse 32 begins, he spoke this word openly. It should have been no surprise what happened to Jesus because Jesus taught it. Jesus told them plainly, this is what's going to happen to me. But we know this passage more by what follows. Because then reading again verse 22 and continuing on with it, he spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter saying, get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man. And we all know that story. We're all familiar with that part of it. And it's nearly like, we focus on, oh, Peter's getting told off because Peter got it wrong. And yes, Peter did get it wrong. But Jesus had taught what was going to happen to him. That he was going to suffer many things. That he would be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. I want us to hold that thought as I continue on with the rest of the passage. You see, Jesus rebuked Peter because Peter was not speaking out of his spirit, but Peter rather was speaking out of his flesh. And as you read into the New Testament after the Gospels, you'll hear about how Paul teaches that we should live according to the Spirit and not according to our carnal nature, which is another way of saying not living according to the flesh. Because in life, we have two choices. We will either live our life according to the Spirit, which means we're led by the Holy Spirit, and we choose to live our lives according to the way God wants us to live. Or we'll live according to the way that we want to live, which the Bible calls according to our flesh or to live carnally. And whichever you choose has an effect and consequences on what happens in your life. Now, obviously for the Christian, if you're born again, if you have given your life to Jesus, you are a Christian, you are saved, you are in relationship with him, and that has been established. But you can adversely affect your life in this world by the choices that you make and the way that you choose to live. And in a very real way, that comes on in the next part of Mark chapter 8. So let me just read it all from verse 34. When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. So that's the end of Mark chapter 8. Now, the important bit, now it's all important, but the important bit for me in that is where Jesus says, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Because everything that comes after that, in a sense, is an explanation of what he has just said. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, we talk so much, and you'll hear it said, about come to Jesus and open your heart and let him come into you. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And there is a sense where that is correct. And we get this from Revelation, where we read about Jesus standing at the door and knocking. And whoever will open the door, he will come in and sup with them. And so I'm not going to say that it's wrong to have that view. You can find it taught in the Bible that yes, we open our hearts and let him come in. But in a very real way, what Jesus is talking about here is a much harder message. And I emphasize it because it's me. It's not me that's saying this is hard. This is Jesus saying this is hard. Because remember, he has started talking about what's going to happen to him. And what's going to happen to him is not good in any man's language. Because he began to teach them in verse 31 that the Son of Man must suffer many things. Nobody likes to hear that. And we can identify with Jesus and go, yeah, Jesus suffered many things, and by his stripes we are healed. And yes, Jesus has forgiven us our sins. And all those things are true. But we like to limit the suffering to what Jesus went through. And yet Jesus said, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The cross talks about suffering. And Jesus is talking about the life of the disciple will lead to suffering. Now, not suffering for suffering's sake, but suffering for the gospel's sake. When we come to Jesus, do we come because we're looking for the sweet by and by? We're looking to go to heaven? And yes, that is good. We all want to go to heaven. But are we looking at it like in the game of Monopoly, where it's a get out of jail free card? And we're looking at it as our pass or our passport that gets us to heaven, because we're just heavenly minded. We don't actually think about what being a Christian means in this world. And I believe this is what Jesus is talking about today. Or what, if you like, Jesus is talking about, sorry, in Mark chapter 8. But I'm talking about it today because it's the reading for today. It's not just that you'll get to go to heaven. And yes, you will get to go to heaven and be with God forever, with Jesus as Father, as Son, as Holy Spirit forever. But in this life, there is suffering for the gospel's sake. In this life, it may not all be nice and rosy. And we need to prepare ourselves to consider what it means to follow Jesus. Now again, going back a little bit into this passage, Jesus was teaching about what was going to happen to him. And Peter gets up and does what he is so good at. He opens his mouth and he changes his feet. You know, he's so good at putting his foot in it. And he takes Jesus and says, no, that's not going to happen to you. It says that Jesus rebuked Peter, but he was rebuking the spirit that was promoting Peter to say what he says, because Peter was talking out of his flesh. He wasn't talking out of being mindful of God. And that's why he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." So he goes on, verse 34. "Whoever desires to come after me." And he was talking to the people. And Jesus was talking to his disciples. "Whoever desires to come after me." And so I say to you who listen to me and what I'm saying, whoever desires to come after Jesus, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Jesus. You see, the gospel is very definitely other. And what I mean by that, it is not primarily self. There's a word that I've used before as a mnemonic. In other words, I take each of the letters of the word to make individual words. And the word is joy. Paul talks about how the joy of the Lord is our strength. "And be joyful in the Lord always," and again I say rejoice, or "rejoice in the Lord always," and again I say rejoice, but to be joyful. But the word joy for me means J, Jesus, first, O, others, next, Y, yourself, last. Jesus first, others next, yourself last. And for me, that's a good illustration and picture of what the gospel is about. It's thinking of others, Jesus and other people, first. And yourself last. And it's put here in Mark chapter 8. Jesus says, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." So I had mentioned at the beginning about asking the Lord Jesus to come into your heart. But in a sense, what I think is the better picture is those of you who call yourselves Christian, who are listening to this, have you actually given your life to him? And the easy way of answering that is, who runs your life? Do you run your life? Or does Jesus run your life? Now, again, remember, I'm not saying that you're not a Christian. But what are your motives in following Jesus? Or what are your motives in accepting Jesus? Is it just to go to heaven? Or do you see yourself having a role here on earth where you want to influence people to follow Jesus also? And remember when Jesus called the first disciples, he said, "Come, follow me." Are we followers of Jesus? Or are we just looking for heaven? So whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So the deny himself is the Jesus first, others next, and ourselves last. But then Jesus says, take up your cross. Jesus carried his cross after he'd been whipped, and it was part of the Roman suffering, so to speak, is that the person who was going to be nailed or hung on a cross had to carry their cross themselves to the place of execution. And the cross was heavy, and it was hard to carry. But the cross is a reminder of what Jesus went through. And I know many people wear a cross around their neck as an item of jewellery, and that obviously isn't heavy. It's decorative, and it symbolises what they believe in, or at least should symbolise what they believe in. And it's a reminder of what Jesus did and how he died upon a cross. But hopefully those who do wear crosses will think of it also as, I've been told by Jesus to take up my cross. And Obviously, it's not the little cross that perhaps you have hanging around your neck, or a cross that you might have on a piece of jewellery on your wrist. But it's a cross like Jesus died upon. So whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And the follow me is the bit that I'd mentioned about Paul. It's in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, where he challenges us about living according to the Spirit. You see, the wonderful thing is that when someone does come to Jesus, and someone either accepts Jesus into their life or gives their life to Jesus, Jesus comes into your heart by his Holy Spirit. Your body is indeed a temple of the Holy Spirit, wherein he dwells. But as it says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. And what it's talking about is that your born again spirit is identical to Jesus. It is brand new. And so my question in all of this is, but do you live your life according to your spirit? Or do you live your life according to your flesh? Now, before people feel totally condemned, because I don't want to do that, you will live according to both. And that's because we live in this world. But maybe I should say, is it your intention to do to the best of your ability to live according to the Spirit? Or are you just happy living according to the flesh? Because the thing is that if you just are waiting for the sweet by and someday when I get to go to heaven, what a glorious day that will be when my Saviour I see. You may live this life predominantly according to your flesh, rather than according to the Spirit. But Jesus truly is looking for people who will follow him. People who in a sense will be fanatical for him, because they will deny themselves and they'll take up their cross and they'll follow him. Just as it says here in Mark chapter 8. And yes, they too will be able to sing along with what a glorious day that will be when my Saviour I see face to face. But they'll live this life predominantly being led by the Spirit rather than living according to the flesh. But remember, I said we will live both. But I want to challenge you today as in to make the choice. Will you listen to what Jesus is saying here in Mark chapter 8 and determine to follow Jesus, determine to deny yourself, determine to take up your cross and follow him, and as best as you can to choose to live your life according to the Holy Spirit that is within you, to listen to the voice of God and to follow him, to say the things that he lays on your heart to say, to do the good deeds that he shows you to do, because you are a disciple of his. And I would encourage you to choose that path this day. Examine yourselves and see just where you are and determine that to the best of your ability, I'm going to follow Jesus. Amen.